Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a bonus episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast for September 25th, 2021. In my podcast about Maximum Overdrive, I said I would be discussing movies about that are coming out in the next month or so. And that's what I'm going to do here. And I'm going to try and keep this fairly brief. And I'm really only going to talk about the movies that have some significance, but some of them I'm pretty much going to skip over. So let's get right to it. For Friday, October 1st, we've got The Addams Family 2, which is an animated movie about everybody's favorite little bizarre family, you know, Gomez Addams, Wednesday Addams, you know, Uncle Fester. Honestly, not really caring about that, to be honest. I would tell you just to go back and watch the old Addams Family movies with Raul Julia, Angelica Houston, and Christopher Lloyd. Speaking of which, those old movies, 30 years old. Oh my, how time flies. Can you believe that? Alright, next up is The Many Saints of Newark, which is supposed to be the prequel movie to The Sopranos TV show. Honestly, I really have no stake in this one because I never actually saw The Sopranos. It just didn't really interest me, even though I like gangster stuff. I just never got around to seeing that, so. But for people who are fans of Tony Soprano, this could be something up your alley. There's a Netflix movie called The Guilty, which is supposed to be a remake of the Danish movie of the same name, but this one stars Paul Dano, Ethan Hawke, and Jake Gyllenhaal. So, Netflix's track record for original movies is spotty at best, to be honest, especially when it comes to their thrillers and action movies. So, I don't know, I'm going to keep my eye on that one. See if it actually turns out to be any kind of good. So, alright. Let's see here. Next up, Titane, or Titanium as the word is in English. It's one of those body horror movies that I actually really enjoy. So, this one could be really interesting. It might not, but you never know. Oh, on Tuesday, October 5th, we've got God's Not Dead, We the People. Whoa, whoop-de-doo, another Christian propaganda movie. Wonderful. Yeah, let's just, no. Fuck that shit. For Wednesday, October 6th, There's Someone Inside Your House. Apparently it's like some kind of teen slasher movie. Because it's like we don't have enough of those. I mean, come on. Really? Friday, October 8th. Now, this is where things start getting interesting. First up, and this is probably going to be one of the biggest movies of the month, if not the year. It's No Time to Die. It is the 25th James Bond movie and Daniel Craig's fifth and final outing as James Bond. So, whether or not it's actually any good, I don't know, but I'm actually going to be... I will be there to see this. Because it's James Bond, it's 007, it's a quintessential spy movie. How could you not be excited for that? Next up is a movie called American Insurrection. After a powerful militia seizes control of the U.S., a group of friends attempt to escape the escalating violence and oppression. They must move undetected as their only hope is to cross a heavily guarded border. But as the militia closes in... the friends will need to do whatever it takes to survive in this suspenseful action thriller, because that absolutely has nothing to do with what happened on January 6th. It really doesn't, but the timing is odd. The weekend of October 15th is going to be a very busy weekend, I can tell you that right now. First up is Venom, Let There Be Carnage. This is the sequel to the 2018 hit comic book movie Venom, starring Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock and the voice of the symbiote Venom. It was actually a surprisingly decent little action movie, but it could have been a little bit more. This new one is being directed by Andy Serkis, you know, Gollum. But it also stars Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy, but most comic book fans will know as Carnage. So I am definitely checking that one out. Coming up after that is Halloween Kills, which is the follow-up to the 2018 sequel to the 1978 Halloween starring Jamie Lee Curtis. So I got a kick out of the last Halloween movie, so I'm going to check this one out. Apparently it's supposed to be more brutal, more kills, higher body count, obviously. Considering that I'm not really a fan of the original movie, these new Halloween movies I'm actually really enjoying, so I'm really curious about this one. Alright, and then we've got The Last Duel, a new Ridley Scott movie starring Ben Affleck, Adam Driver, and Matt Damon. This is about a Norman knight, Jean de Carrouge, who returns from combat in Scotland to find his wife, Marguerite, accusing Jacques Legris, her husband's old friend and fellow courtier, of brutally assaulting her. The knight takes his cause before the teenage King Charles VI, and this ends up being the last legalized duel in France. So, sounds pretty epic to me, and Ridley Scott is good at these kinds of movies, so count me in. Friday, October 22nd. This is a big one. We've got Dune, being directed by Denis Villeneuve, the guy behind Blade Runner 2049, Arrival, Prisoners, and a bunch of other movies. He's one of the best filmmakers in the industry right now. And the movie stars Timothée Chalamet, Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, and Stellan Skarsgård. This is supposed to be the first half of the original book by Frank Herbert. And as everybody knows, the 1984 movie by David Lynch was a bit of a hot mess that I personally loved, but it bombed at the box office. So here's hoping that the new Dune will be more successful, even though it's got a day and date release on HBO Max. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I will be going to the theaters for this movie because I want to support this movie. And if it does well enough to at least get the second part, even better. And for Friday, October 29th, the only one that I think looks pretty significant is Last Night in Soho. According to the description here, this is Edgar Wright's psychological thriller about a young girl passionate in fashion design who is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s, where she encounters her idol, a dazzling wannabe singer. But 1960s London is not what it appears, and time seems to fall apart with shady consequences. I really like Edgar Wright's stuff. He's a fantastic writer and a director. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, you know, obviously Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. He's got a knack for really good genre movies. That seems to be it for October. Let's take a look at November. All right. First up for November, on November 5th, we have Eternals, which is a new Marvel Cinematic Universe film. This one I'm curious about, even though I have absolutely no knowledge of what the Eternals are or what they do. So hopefully it turns out to be better than, you know, Black Widow. Shang-Chi was actually pretty good, so there's a possibility that Eternals could also be just as good. Hopefully, maybe more so. This next one is more of a, probably going to be a direct-to-video movie. It's called One Shot, starring Scott Adkins. Basically, the idea behind this movie is it's supposed to be kind of a one-take movie. Everything's supposed to happen in one shot. Now, yeah, that's going to be risky. I'm curious. But, you know, you never know with those kinds of movies. You know, Crazy Samurai tried it. You know, it had a 77-minute action sequence that was just one take. Whew. Yeah. It's only good for one viewing, but it was interesting. Clifford the Big Red Dog for November 10th. I honestly, I really don't care about this one. You know, this might be, this one's going to be for the kids, but I have absolutely no stake in that one. And Netflix has got another action movie called Red Notice that stars Dwayne Johnson, Gal Gadot, and Ryan Reynolds. Again, it's a Netflix action movie, and as I said before, Netflix's action movies, at least their original action movies, really haven't been very good. I was not impressed with Kate. I was not impressed with Extraction. And honestly, this looks to be more the same. I just wish Netflix would actually put more effort into their action movies. You know, market them better. But, you know, it's Netflix. Now, this next one I'm really curious about is called Bruised. Description here is, Jackie is a single mother working two jobs and a disgraced MMA fighter who's been up against the ropes her entire life. When the authorities threaten to take her young son away from her, she must get back in the cage for one last chance to fight for redemption and give her son the life she always wanted. Apparently, this is the directorial debut of Halle Berry, so I'm really interested in seeing this. I like Halle Berry as an actress, but again, it's a Netflix production, and yeah. For November 19th, we've got Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'll be honest with you. When I first heard that they were actually going to do a Ghostbusters 3, an actual Ghostbusters 3, I was not sure. But then I heard that Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman, was going to be directing it. I'm like, this could be interesting. You know, from all accounts and from what I've been hearing, it actually is really, really good. So, well, you know, I'm down. Bring it on. Now, this next movie, it's, I think, has Oscar potential. You know, award season potential. It's called King Richard. This stars Will Smith, Dylan McDermott, John Bernthal. What this is about is the father of tennis powerhouses, Serena and Venus Williams. So, you can expect things to get emotional, inspirational, and overall, outstanding performances. That's what I'm expecting. And Will Smith might actually get a real award for this. And you never know. Will Smith is an absolutely fantastic actor. And I don't think he's been given enough credit for really delivering powerful, dramatic performances. You know, Pursuit of Happiness was an exception. That was really good. So, I'm looking forward to this, and this is not really the kind of movie that's in my wheelhouse. I'm an action movie kind of guy, but this is a very dramatic movie about real people. So, yeah, count me in. Well, that seems to cover it for November. Let's check out December, you know, the final month of the year. Hopefully it goes out with a bang. All right, for December 10th, which is also a Friday, we've got West Side Story, a Steven Spielberg-directed musical. This is very much seems to be a remake of the old film from the 60s, as well as a new adaptation of the stage musical. So, you know, I'm always down for a good musical, especially, and if it's being directed by Steven Spielberg, you can definitely bet your ass that I'm going to be there to watch it. And on December 17th, we have Spider-Man No Way Home, the third film in Tom Holland's Spider-Man trilogy. And honestly, these last two Spider-Man movies have actually been really good. Tom Holland has really nailed it as Peter Parker and Spider-Man. He's obviously got the physicality, and he's got the comedic timing. And these movies are just a lot of fun. This new one, from everything I've been hearing, is going to be huge, but it also could be Spider-Man's way out of the MCU and into Sony's own Spider-Verse. So I'm curious to see how that's going to happen. All right, for Wednesday, December 22nd, we have The Matrix Resurrections, the fourth film in the groundbreaking franchise that redefined the genre. To be honest, I was not really looking forward to seeing this until the trailer came out a couple weeks ago. and I'm actually really interested, but they really need to answer questions that we have about the last movie, because Matrix Revolutions ended on a really bad note. It was a very anticlimactic conclusion to a pretty spectacular trilogy that I really enjoyed, even though the original movie is still the best, and quite frankly, one of the best sci-fi action movies ever made. Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss are returning as Neo and Trinity, respectively. And we've got a new guy playing Morpheus called Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. This guy played Black Manta in the Aquaman movie, so, you know, he's a really good actor. And I'm curious about what he's going to bring to the table. I just hope that whoever is actually writing this movie does a better job than the last two movies, because, you know, this is The Matrix. Get it right. And the next one is The King's Man, which is supposed to be the origins of the Kingsman organization, which you saw in the movies called Kingsman, The Secret Service, which was kind of a different take on the spy thriller, very different to James Bond, but still really unique. It's got a wicked sense of humor. It's violent as hell, but definitely different. So this new one, I'm morbidly curious about. It could very well disappoint. I hope it doesn't. So here's hoping. Got my fingers crossed. All right, on Christmas Day, Saturday, December 25th, we've got The Tragedy of Macbeth, which is obviously based on the play from William Shakespeare. This movie stars Brendan Gleeson, Denzel Washington, and Frances McDormand. Honestly, The Macbeth is a fantastic play, and some of the more recent adaptations have been really good. So, with Denzel Washington in the lead, I guess, absolutely I'm going to check it out. It's going to be different, because it's being directed by one of the Coen brothers, Joel Coen, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, a Shakespeare movie on Christmas? Who'da thunk? And that's going to do it for the movies for the rest of the year. There are others out there, but most of them just seem like they don't really seem to matter a lot. So the ones that I have mentioned, I am absolutely going to check out. But as I said earlier, October is going to be stacked, and I'm absolutely going to be busy over the next few weeks. So you can expect a bunch of reviews and other sorts of news and tidbits over the course of October. So that's going to be it for me for today and for this weekend. So let me know in the comments what you thought. If there are any movies coming out that I missed that you want me to check out or that you're interested in, do feel free to let me know. But in the meantime, this is Major Tom signing off. Stay safe and have fun. Okay, so this podcast wasn't brief as I was expecting it to be. Oh well, it's going to happen periodically.